Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad you joined me today. Today, we'll be talking about a very interesting topic, how to deal with a difficult boss. Now, I know you've probably all had at least one in your career or in your working life. So we'll talk about some ways to manage that boss and deal with it. Before we talk about our topic for today, I want to recap our last topic. Our last topic was the benefits of earning a STEM degree. And our crystal for that day was, anything worth having in life is worth working for. So just remember that even with a difficult boss, which is be our topic today, it may come with a good position or working for a good company. So there may be something about that you don't like, and it can be the difficult boss. But that kind of ties into anything worth having in life is worth working for, because you can work on that relationship, even though I know it may be hard to do so. So now we're going to start talking about our topic for today and our crystal for today. Our crystal for today is, people don't care what you know unless they know that you care. So that's going to tie into the relationship that we talk about with your boss. So now let's get to it. How to deal with a difficult boss. Think about the most difficult boss that you've had in your career or in your working life. Probably the thought of them might make you cringe, might make you, have flashbacks to that time, or it might be something that you just don't want to think about. It's hard to work with and have a difficult boss, but it is a relationship that you can improve and make better if you're dealing with that situation right now. Or you can use these tips in case you end up in that situation with one of your upcoming bosses in the future. So I have 5 tips on how to improve the relationship with a difficult boss and make it better and make it at least manageable. I know that's what we all hope for and want when we go to work. We want to go somewhere where we can feel like we can be valued, where our work can be appreciated, and where our boss appreciates us as well, and a boss that we can get along with and work well with together. So there are things that we can personally do to help improve those relationships. And even if you don't have a difficult boss, these are things you can use as well to help improve the relationship with your current boss, because we all want to just grow and get better and improve as well. So I'll go through these 5 tips and feel free to jot them down so that you can use them now or in the future. The first tip is, get aligned with your boss on their goals for the company and for you. So it's important to understand what your boss wants and what their goals are for their group and for the company. Now, some of these goals are, delivered top down from higher ups to your boss, and then those are delivered to you. So understand what those people want, because if you your boss has a boss as well. So your boss is answering to someone, they have goals that they have to meet and deliver upon, and you are part of that. So you want to make it, as easy as possible and help your boss achieve their goals, so then your boss can help you achieve your goals. So just understand what it is that your boss is aiming towards. It may be higher numbers. It may be more sales. It may be improved or increased retention of employees. I don't know what your specific goals are or could be for your boss. If you don't know, then this is a question that you need to ask your boss. What are your goals for the company and for our group and for me as well? So be sure to ask those questions to your boss. Have that conversation so you can clearly articulate and understand what they're striving for so that you can work to help that happen and not be working against that. Because if you're doing something unknowingly that's causing your boss to not meet their goals, then that's going to cause some conflict and tension right there. So you have to be clear on that fact. If it's something like more sales and, you know, you haven't been meeting your numbers for sales, then that already is going to cause tension if your boss is, you know, relying and counting on you to help the group deliver their sales goals. So get clear on that, and then that will already be the first step in improving the relationship you have with your boss. Step number two is ask for what you want and need from your career and workplace. So talk to your boss, have the conversation, ask for what you want and need. You may have goals to get some additional training because you want to move into a new position. And you may be feeling upset or not happy that you haven't gotten the training or you saw someone else get the training. If it's something that you want, speak up and let your boss know that you're interested in moving into XYZ role, but you need some training, or it could be something that you could do on the job training or extra responsibilities that you can take on to start learning some new skills. Have that conversation. Ask for what you want in your career so that you can continue to progress and move on and move up. And sometimes people think that their boss knows what they want, but they may really not know. Most bosses are managing multiple people, more than just you. They may have some places, they may have just a few, but some they may have 25, 30, 40 people. So help them remember, even if you mentioned it before, what you're interested in, what you want to need, because then if you get what you want to need, you'll already be happier and more fulfilled in your work. And that'll just go a long way for you to be happier in that position and working with your team and with your boss. So ask for what you want. And if you don't know what you want, think about it and then ask for what you want. So that's step number two. So get step number one, get aligned with your boss's goals. Step number two, ask for what you want and need in your career. Now let me move on to step number three. Get to know your boss on a personal level. Now this may be a bit counterintuitive if you don't like your boss. You know, y'all, you may feel like, I just don't like that person. We don't get along. But it will go a long way if you get to know them more on a personal level. So when you do converse with your boss or have meetings with them, one-on-one meetings, ask them about their family. Ask them about things that they like to do outside of work and help them get to know you as a person as well. Because keep in mind, we are all people. We're all people. Most people are at work because they want to make money and, you know, buy the things that they want to buy or support their families. And your boss is no different. So realize that they're human just like you, and get to know the human side of them. And that goes along with the crystal for today. People don't care what you know unless they know that you care. If you can improve the rapport and the relationship with your boss and they see that you do care about getting to know them, then they'll care about getting to know you as well. And that will go a long way in improving your working relationship. So as much as it feels counterintuitive and you may not care to learn more about your boss, try to care and ask about questions outside of work, just to get to know each other on a personal level. That's step number three. Now I'm going to move on to step number four. Step number four is communicate more frequently with your boss. Another one that might be counterintuitive. You may not want to talk to your boss at all, or you just talk to them just when you need to, or if they schedule a meeting with you. But actually try to make the effort to communicate with them a little bit more frequently. So if you're only talking to your boss once a month or once every 2 weeks, make it once a week. And if you are in a situation where you are sitting in the same office or hallway, go by and have a little casual conversation with them, or just have a conversation with them. Say hi. Anything so that you can kind of have more FaceTime with them and you can start to talk to them more about work and, of course, about the personal stuff as well, if you haven't been doing that. Also, when you communicate more frequently with your boss, that'll give you time to understand what their goals are. That's step number one. Get more details around what their goals are or if they shift or change, because companies are always shifting and changing goals. And then also, that'll give you time to ask for what you want to need and let your boss know as your personal goals shift and change or your personal interests shift and change that you are interested in this. You know, you may find out about a project, a new project that's coming along. That'll give you a chance to tell your boss, hey, I'm interested in this project. This is an area that I want to do more, work more in. Can you put me on the project with that team? So have more face time, communicate more frequently with your boss. And like I said, it may be counterintuitive. You may not want to do that, but this will help improve the relationship. It will go a very long way to improving your job satisfaction and improving the productivity of the company and your team and your group. So communicate more frequently with your boss. Now that takes me to number five. Don't let it impact your work. So don't let the difficult relationship with your boss impact your daily work. I know sometimes if people do not like their managers, or it could go for any other coworker as well, they may sit at their desk, stew over it, think about it. If they plan on telling them off, they'll come up with the whole conversation so they're ready when it's time for them to tell them off. But don't do that. Try to just focus on what you need to focus on at work, which is the work and assignments that you're supposed to be doing, so that you can do your best work and you can still continue to shine no matter what's going on with your boss, your manager, or any other coworkers. Because you're there to shine, you're there to do your best and contribute to the company so that you can get your paycheck, of course. So don't let that difficult boss relationship impact your work. Now, some cases it may be hard to do that, especially if you're not communicating and doing steps 1, 2, 3, and 4. But as you continue to do or start to do steps 1, 2, and 3, and 4, that'll also help you improve on your work and improve your performance. So do the opposite. Don't let it impact your work, but actually try to shine and do your best work. Just prove and show that you are an awesome employee no matter what type of boss you have, what type of manager you have. You can always contribute and you can show them that you got it. So those are the five steps how to deal with a difficult boss. I'm going to recap them for you so that you can write them down and or remember them. And just try to get started with them. Like I said, this goes for dealing with a difficult boss, but it also can go for just improving and growing the relationship with your current boss that you have. Even if you guys get along great and well, this will help. So number one is get aligned with your boss on their goals. So get aligned with them on their company goals, their personal goals, and their goals for you. Talk to them about that so that you clearly understand, articulate, and see how your piece fits in with those goals so that you can do your best work in helping those goals be achieved. Number two, ask for what you want and need. You'll be happier, a happier employee, if you are getting something out of the working relationship and if you are fulfilled. So be sure to think about what you want in your career and be sure to ask for what you want and need to help that happen and make your career grow. And don't assume that your boss knows. Make sure you speak up and tell them. Number three, get to know your boss on a personal level. So talk about things outside of the office. Talk, you know, family, friends, hobbies, activities, vacations, sports teams. There's so many topics that you can talk about. Get to know them on a personal level. And number four is communicate more frequently with your boss. Have more FaceTime. Make sure that they know who you are, know you as a person, know what you're working on. And you know what their goals are. So keep those lines of communication open and keep it frequent. And number five is don't let that bad relationship impact your work. As you're improving your relationship, still continue to do your best work while you are there so that you can continue to, impact the company in a positive way. So that is all five of the steps for how to deal with a difficult boss. I wish you all the luck in using those steps and helping to improve your relationships with your bosses and managers. And also remember the crystal of the day. People don't care what you know unless they know that you care. Thank you so much for joining me today with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Once again, I am Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to chatting with you on another subject very soon. Have a great day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.